Not only did he make the neder in front of the rabbin, but he made it on the das of the rabbin. And when you make a neder al das rabbin upon their das, then you can't be matarit. Amar Meimah says Hilchos Halacha is that afilu leman diyama neder shudu b'rabbin yesh le'afor. If you hold why the neder was made just in front of the rabbin, you could be matar the neder. But if you make it al das rabbin according to their understanding, then ain't le'afor. There's no afor to that neder. But the Hanimini, when do we say this is Dvar Rashus? That the Nether was time for Dvar Rashus. Avul Dvar Mitzvah, if the Nether was negated to stop the Mitzvah, then Yesh Tefor, still we could stop it. Why? Ki hu, it once happened, the Mikre Dadaki, to a Rebbe, a Malamah Tinoikis, Mikre Dadaki, a Rebbe teaching young children, that Adre Rav Acha made a Nether never to use him for Rebbe again. Why? To Kaposh Rabinuka, Rashi says he hit the kid, Mamash the kid died because of that. So you like made a neder, never taken back. A mashman, this neder was made al das rabim. But still later, what happened was they were matter that neder. The Yadra Ravina, Ravina took him back again. He didn't find anybody else, any other rebbe that could teach like he did. So you see, even though he made this neder al das rabim, still you could be made for it since it was done the dvar mitzvah. But in our case, there's no dvar mitzvah, nothing to call and live with the grusha. So pshit, in that case, nobody would be matter the neder. Therefore, as soon as he makes the neder, he's allowed to do the avodah. Then also the matamal meisim of a kohen that was doing the avodah with such a meisim, as soon as he's makabel upon himself to stop, it's enough. For the mamayshin hocha the sagla the kabbal akum by tomei, it's enough if he tells us he'll stop. He doesn't have to make a neder. Mamayshin hocha the madrinalei. However, though, when he married a grusha, we say he can't do the avodah until he makes a neder to give her a get. What does he have to make a neder for? Let him just make a kabbalah. Moses says, no, Hossam Yitzra talk for here, the Kohen has a Yitzhara to live with his wife still. So if we just tell us he won't do it, that we don't believe him, that we can't trust him until he makes the neder. But that the fact he was Matamal Mason, there's no real Yitzhara for that. He was down doing the Averis. So then if he tells us he won't do it anymore, we trust him. But not to live with his wife, there's too much of Yitzhara, Yitzra talk for he, therefore it's not enough just he makes the Kabbalah, but rather it has to be that he made a neder, he won't live with her anymore. That we rely on. And like we said, it was a neder al das rabim. There's no way to be made for that neder. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.
Yeah, to a new parak yedaf mem vav and aleph. Yeah, Mishnah says yesh b'chol anachla. There could be a b'chor firstborn that has a locha for nachla, means to take two portions of pishnahim. But the yena b'chol akoyin, he doesn't have the second locha that is a pidyon aben. Then there's an opposite way. There's a Bechor Lekoyin. The more you have your first son, the firstborn, that has a Kedushas Bechor, that you have to be Poydim, give five Shkolim to the Koyin. But Vienna Bechor Lenachla, he's not called the firstborn, again, Tilchus Yerusha. He does not take two portions. Then there's a case of normally, which is Bechor Lenachla Lekoyin. A regular Bechor usually has both Dinim. That first of all, there's a Kedusha, you have to be Poydim. And secondly, the locha that Bishash Yerusha, he takes two portions. That's normal. And there's another case that V'yesh, Shein of Achor, Lola Nachla, Lola Koyin, it could be a case that he's the firstborn, but still he doesn't have Kedusha not to be Poida. And who are then? There's no Din Nachla, he does not Yashin either. And so we'll see, well, the Mishnah will explain all these different cases. How do you have one without the other? So Mishnah says like this. Eizel b'chor, what's the case of a b'chor l'nachlo, that he takes two portions, but v'ein a b'chor l'kern, he doesn't have, there's no kedusha to be poured to him, that's habor achon nefolim. Let's say the mother first was mapel, the mother had a miscarriage first. Now, in certain cases, that for nachlo, Rashi explained this only, is called reshis oinoi, means the first kid the father has, that he feels bad if he dies. But if the mother has a miscarriage, he doesn't feel bad like that, the kid died. Therefore, it's not called Reshus Oinoi. So the next kid they have would be the first one for Nachlo, but not Filchus Bechor, for Pidyon HaBen. But there the pasuk says, Pet Terechem. It has to be the first one coming out of the mother's stomach. And here, since this first kid, his Nefel, came out already, so it's not a Bechor Lekoyin. So that's called Habor Achin Nefolim. It's like this. Alpha Pi Shiyot says Rosh Echai, even though the kid, let's say, was a Nefel. Means we knew the kid was going to die. He's not 9 months old. And even though he put out his head first, the head was alive. Then the head went back in again. And then the other one, there were twins there, the second one came out alive. So the second one now, he's the Bechor Lenachla. Because even though the first one had his head come out, but since the first one was not a Ben Kayomom, so when he dies, like the father doesn't feel bad. Therefore, that's not called Reshus Oinoi. The second one is considered Reshus Oinoi. But the second one right now has no Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because it's not Petarechem. The first one that stuck his head out, that was the Petarechem.
Yeah, and Uden Uben Tisha, let's say off the first kid was a Ben Tisha, was 9 months old in the stomach, but the case was Shiyotza Roisha Meis, if he put out his head first, his head came out of the mother first, but that came out dead. Says so, the father doesn't feel bad about that. Says so, he's not called the Bechor for Nachlo. Therefore, the next kid that comes out, that's called the Bechor for Nachlo. But Vilchas Pidyon HaBen, since the first one was the Peter Rechem, the second one has no Kedushas of Pidyon HaBen. Same thing, Hamapelos, let's say, Kimin Behema Chai V'yoif. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let's say the mother was first Mapil, or the baby looked like a Behema, like a Chai V'yoif. In such a case, the father does not feel bad that the kid died. So therefore, that first one is not called Reishis Oinoi. It's not called Misha Liboy Dovolov. Therefore, the second one is called the Bechor L'Nachlo. But the second one is not called the Bechor for Pidyon, because he's not the Petarechem. The Maisa, another kid came out first. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Whoever Vechomon, Vechom say no, Achihei Boy Mitzuras Odom. They held no. If the kid has to at least look like an Odom. If the kid that came out, the first one she was Mapa, did not look like a person, but looked like a Behemoth, they all, that's not called a Petarechem. And therefore the second one that comes out would even have a Kedushas Bechor, would have to have a Pidyon HaBen on it. Rashi says, like, Achiei Boy Mitzuras Odom, Loichosher Petarechem. It's not called a Petarechem if the kid looks like a Behemoth. And therefore the second one that comes out would have a Pidyon HaBen. That's a Chom Shita. Now, Hamapelis Sanda, let's say the first kid that came out, she was Mapel, she had a miscarriage, was a Sanda, and had no face to it at all. It was like a shoe it looked like. Or a shoe, it was just the placenta came out. Or a Shafir Marukim, or just like the skin of the Uber came out. Marukim, even like it has little form to it, but still, it's not called Libra Dovolov of these cases. So therefore, the second kid would be a Bechor L'Nachlom, but not a Bechor for Kain. Let's say the kid comes out in pieces it comes out. So again, it's called the Petarechem, but Lamaisa, the second kid, is called the Bechor for Nachlo. Again, the father doesn't feel that bit for his first pieces that came out. What's going to be, so Habuach Rahim, whoever comes out after these things, is Bechor L'Nachlo. He's called the firstborn, Firchus Yerusha. This is the first kid the father would feel bad about. But the Yain Bechor L'Kohen is not a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because there was already a Petarechem. Yeah. Now, what's going to be Mish Lehoye Leibon? Let's say a man did not have any children yet. The Nasa Isha, he married a lady, Shekhal Yoda, that she did have children already. So Mela, now the first kid they have, he'll be a Bechor L'Nachla, because for Nachla is telling the father's first kid, Reshus Oinoi, but it won't be a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because that's telling the mother, Petarechem. And since the mother already had kids already, it will not be a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. Hu Adin Yes, now Oideyu Shifcha, let's say the mother was a Shifcha and Vinishtachwa, she became freed, she had a kid then, Rosadeyu Aveskachov and Vinizgairo, and Mishabois Li Yisrael Yodo, after she became a Jew now she had another child. So Locher is Bechola Nachlo V'yein Bechola Koyin. This Bechor is called a Bechor for Nachlo, but not a Bechor for Kain. Rashi says, Oideh Shivcha means, Afilu Oideh Shivcha B'Ledev Shrein. The first time she gave birth, she was a Shivcha. Well, she was a Goy when she gave birth first. And then she was Mizgair, when she came to be Yisrael, she gave birth the second she gave birth then. So that kid now is called a Bechor L'Nachlo, Shre Lezilu Hoy Lebonim, because the father didn't have any children yet. But not for Kain, because again, it's not called Petarechem. So the Chiddush is, even though when the mother gave birth first, she was a Goy, and then she was Mizgayer, this is the first child she has after she became a Jew, but so what? It's not called a Petarechem, it's called she already had a child before, so it won't be called a Bechor for Kain. Ein Bechor L'Kain. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Bechor L'Nachla U'L'Kain, he also knows that even though the mother gave birth when she was a Goy, but now when she is Mizgayer, if this is the first child she has, and the husband she has now, the first kid he has,
So this kid is a total bechor. I'll be a chor both ways for Nachla and for Lekayin. Why? I, the mother, gave birth already. Shinam Hidash, and the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem be Yisrael, the Pasuk says. Sidash and Achi Yifteru Rechem Yisrael. It has to be that the first one that comes out of a Jew. See, when this Goya gave birth first, she was a Goya. That's not called the Pecher Rechem Yisrael. Now when she's Ms. Gaya, the first kid she has, that kid would be a Bechor for Kain. Now, Mishoyu Leibonim. Let's say a man that had children already. Venosa Isha Shlo Yoldo. He married a lady that didn't have any children yet. Or else another case would be Nizgayra Muberis. Let's say this Goya, she was pregnant, and now she's Mizgayra. Or else Nishtachra Muberis, she was a Shifcha, and she came pregnant. Now she became freed, and she gave birth now. So these cases now, it would be called a Bechor for a Kayin, but not a Bechor la Nachla. In the first case, the father already had children already. So Nachla is totally in the father. But it'll be a Bechor for a Peterechim. This is the first time she has a Peterechim. Yeah, because that's called the Peterechim Yisrael. It's the first time she's given birth right now. But it will not be a Bechor Lenachla. So Rashi explains why Lenachla not, even in the case where the father didn't have children before. So a Rosh Shleib B'Dusha V'lar Banachlu. Because when they first became pregnant, that Zerah, as the father Zerah, was a Goy's Zerah. So that kid now is not a Bar Nachla. So therefore, he won't Yarshin his father. Another case is, let's say, Viyoldo Hiyukanis. Let's say a lady gave birth, for it was her first kid. It was a regular Bechor. But in the same room, there was a Kahanis that gave birth, and the two babies got mixed up. Or else, he Ulevia. A regular lady gave birth to a regular Bechor, but there's another baby, a Levia, Levi, Levia, she gave birth also, and the two kids got mixed up. Or else he, the Isha, Shekral Yoda. Or else now a lady gave birth the first time to Bechor, and there was another lady that also gave birth to her second kid. The kids of the babies got mixed up, so we don't know which baby is whose. V'chein, the same thing, Mishlo Hoysa, Mishlo Hoshoso Liacha Bailech Lashchadoshim. A lady that her first husband died, and she did not wait 3 months to remarry. She remarried the next month, and she became pregnant. So we have a doubt now, Vanessa, she got married a second time. The older, she gave birth after, like, you know, 7 months later. The end of the day, we do not know in Ben Tishal Rishon if the real father was the first husband. In Ben Shivul Yachron, was the father the second husband, and she gave birth 7 months from the second husband. So in all these last cases, Bechor Lekoyin, like for sure, it's called the Peterechim here. One of these ladies for sure gave birth to a Bechor, so that lady, that father, he's going to have to be prayed with. He's going to have to give Chamisha Shkolim to the Kayin. But in all these cases, V'yena B'chor L'nachla, the kid is not a kid to Yarshin to take two Chalakim of the father. Because we do not know. Like in the first case, it was a mixture. We do not know which kid it is. We do not know who the real father is. So therefore, he can't take Yerusha. So even though there is a Vade B'chor here, but that B'chor can't claim his Yerusha, because we do not know who is the real father. The kid got mixed up. This is another case. We could have a Bechor Lakuna. You'll have to be paid to him, but it won't be a Bechor L'Nachla. There's no Dini Kid Yashin. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says,